This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Britney Spears' bizarre claim her lookalike, her doppelganger, is the one, not her, that swerves into oncoming traffic onto a bike path as well in video that has now gone viral. This amidst fear she is losing control. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us.
Pop icon Britney Spears was spotted enjoying a night out in Westlake, California, seeking a fun evening with friends. However, the evening took a dramatic turn when paparazzi captured her in what appeared to be a reckless act.
Is it real? That looks like Britney Spears to me. What happened? Listen.
Britney Spears' behavior spiraling out of control, and family seriously considering nuclear option, an intervention to put a stop to the slide. As ex-husband Kevin Federline releases book You Thought You Knew about fighting Britney for his children, Britney is captured on video at upscale restaurant Red O, looking sloppy, her yellow top slipping off her shoulders, dropping items on the floor, unsteady on her feet, and wobbles lifting her glass as if to toast the entire restaurant.
Number one, I don't like it when male reporters and others describe women as looking sloppy. Somehow that's misogynistic, but that's a whole nother can of worms I'll get to in a moment. Right now, I'm concerned about Britney Spears potentially driving into oncoming traffic. Listen.
Leaving the restaurant, Britney struggles maintaining her balance as a friend holds her hand, guiding her outside. Britney gets behind the wheel of her black BMW despite protests from restaurant employees trying to prevent her from driving.
Driving erratically, ignoring road signs, squealing her tires as she makes a U-turn against the posted no U-turn sign, Britney speeds away from the restaurant. She has trouble maintaining her lane, swerving onto the shoulder and crossing the center line into oncoming traffic.
With us, an all-star panel to make sense of what we are learning tonight. Straight out to Jessica Finn, senior investigative reporter, U.S. Sun. Jessica, what happened exactly? I know Britney is now saying, that wasn't me. So should I believe her or my lion eyes? That looks like Britney to me. Let's see the video again while Jessica's reporting.
Yeah, it sure does look like Britney. I mean, I think she's pretty recognizable at this point in her life. And unfortunately, it's not for all the good reasons or the right reasons. Britney was at the restaurant, clearly having a good time, partying it up, stumbling around. She was raising a glass to the restaurant. And then we see her actually getting into her car. And this is where things get pretty scary and dicey for not only Britney, but for anybody else that might be coming into contact with her on the road. She flips a U-turn in front of the restaurant after exiting. And then she continues to drive, and the paparazzi who are following her, you can hear them kind of quietly saying, keep your distance. And I think that that's not only to not scare her, but also for their own safety. She's driving down the road. She's driving on a really dark roadway. The only lights on in front of her are her own lights. And she's crossing the middle line. And then she's swerving into the shoulder. And at one point, she actually almost ends up in the dirt on the shoulder, which is super scary because then she could have totally spun out at that point. We also see her actually not only in the center line, but riding in the center line where oncoming traffic would be. We also see her riding down those reflector strips. And those reflector strips are meant to alert the driver that there's danger, that they're crossing into lanes that they shouldn't be in. And I don't understand how she's not shaken, or made more aware of this. She seems to continue to drive on those reflector bumps despite being in them. And it's a really terrifying scene. And again, this isn't just Britney who's in danger here. It's anybody else that's on the road with her.
You know, I've covered and investigated and prosecuted vehicular homicides. And it could be the result of anything. It could be drunk driving, driving under the influence of drugs. It could be distracted driving, texting while driving, looking in the back seat while driving, putting on makeup while driving. I don't care. Now, Spears' camp has made a point to say that was not her in the video and she was not drinking. I would give that statement more credence if they just said she wasn't drinking, because that is absolutely Britney Spears in that video. There is her bizarre claim. If anyone's wondering, the lookalike was not me. Dave Mack, tell me about the driving antics, the erratic driving in a video that has now gone viral. What specifically happened with the driving?
Nancy, as she pulls out, there's a clearly marked sign saying no U-turn, which she just pulls a U-ey anyway, and then squeals her tires as if to pick up speed even quicker. So she's already right off the bat going dangerous, but then she really has trouble maintaining her lane. It's not just once or twice. It's constant. She is never in the lane the way she's supposed to be. And it's been pointed out, as you watch the video, it's dark. She seems to be the only car on the road. But, you know, if she hit that shoulder and tried to overcorrect, you know what happens. The dirt gets under the wheel. She loses control. And we got a mess. But she never is actually maintaining her lane. She's constantly crossing the center line, which poses problems for anybody, because if she is that out of control, if another car comes along at the wrong time, we're not doing this story about her life going down the toilet. We're actually going to be doing a story with her obituary.
Vehicular homicides. That's not what we want for Britney Spears. But let me ask you, Dave Mack, you've never pulled a U-ey. Are you really going to go on national TV and say that? You've never done a U-turn?
Nope. Only pointing out that, A, this is a woman who is recognized around the world. Her ex-husband has just released a book about his life with her, and she acts like she's having to run away from paparazzi, which she really isn't, Nancy. When you see the video, you know, she's not surrounded with just bulbs going off everywhere. She has no reason to do something like that. But again, you know, it's, you got people watching your every move. Is this really the image you want to put out there for everyone in the entire world?
Okay, you know what, Dave Mack, did I ask you about Britney Spears' image? No. I asked you, had you ever pulled a U-ey? And you kind of stuttered. So, yes, you have. Stuttering is a sign of lying. Then you go on about Federline. I don't want to hear about Kevin Federline. He's had his 15 minutes of fame, and that was a long time ago when he married her before he started sucking her blood. Now the minute child support ends, he writes a tell-all book trashing the mother of his children. I think that's enough said about him. So you're talking about image. Let's go to a PR guru, Rob Shooter, star of Naughty But Nice podcast. Rob has a brand new book out called It Started With a Whisper, and it's selling out on Amazon. He has worked with Britney Spears. So, Rob, are we seeing Britney the way we want to see her, or the way she really is?
I've known her for over 20 years. I worked in a PR office. I handle Britney. I've been on many red carpets with Britney. I've been at events with Britney. I've been at photo shoots with Britney Spears. She's always been a troubled young person. And I think Britney hasn't changed so much, in my opinion, but rather the truth has come out. The image, the person that we were sold by the record company, wasn't the real Britney. It was a more polished version, which is often the case with celebrities. You hire publicists and managers and agents to put forward an image of you that you want. But I don't think in all the years I've worked with celebrities have I seen somebody that has been so different in reality than their public image. Britney hasn't changed. This is the real Britney. Now we're finally all getting to see it.
Rob Shooter, a PR guru, sidestepping the question beautifully. Okay, let's get to what's happening right now. Not Britney's image and the damage to it, but is she spiraling out of control? Is there another conservatorship on the horizon? We also have her denial that this is her. Well, it is her. So, Rob Shooter, Britney Spears claims the person at the restaurant and driving is a doppelganger, a lookalike. Is it?
This is Britney Spears. Britney's had a long, really unfortunate history with the truth. And often Britney can say things and really believe it herself. Deep down, I'm sure who knows what's really going on, but it is a lot easier here to blame somebody else than to take any responsibility. And even though Britney has struggled deeply, this is just another example of why Britney so desperately needs somebody to step in. It's impossible for Britney to admit the truth to herself. In fact, I would argue she doesn't even believe she's lying. She believes the lies.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Rob Sheeter, I'd be more willing to accept her camp's claim that she hadn't been drinking, but they couple that with saying that wasn't her. In fact, Britney said it herself, that it was a, quote, look-alike. That's Britney Spears right there. So the manager at the restaurant says she was not intoxicated, but the video does show her unsteady on her feet. What do you think?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, I think, at the end of the day here. Legally, it might matter, but this is clearly somebody that's out of control and somebody that's dangerous, not just to herself, but to other people. Anybody else driving like that in California or anywhere else, if they were stopped, if they were spotted by the police, there would be huge implications. And so this video, I'm told, is just the tip of the iceberg. People that know Britney, that have worked with her, that have seen her out, have always described her to me as erratic. This is not somebody that is stable. And even though the manager of the bar, the restaurant, claims that they were not drinking, Britney was not drinking, we've seen the video. There's clearly something going on.
Well, clearly, you cannot prove a DUI without having a blood test or an alcohol sobriety test or a blow test where you blow into a breathalyzer test. So we don't know. And if she did have one glass of wine, that may not make her a DUI. If it's combined with any sort of medication, then you've got a whole another can of worms. We're talking to Rob Sheeter, host of Naughty But Nice podcast, author of a hit novel, It Started With a Whisper, and he has worked with Spears. You know, I'm very curious. Do you believe, Rob Sheeter, that there is any way her family would now help her? Would they touch her with a 10-foot pole after the way her father was vilified, wrongly or rightfully, regarding that draconian conservatorship that he was in charge of with his daughter? Will the family help her, Rob?
My reporting is the family won't touch this. They saw what happened to Britney's father, who was crucified in the media, in the press. The fans absolutely hounded this man for really saving his daughter's life. And so I think we all have a lot of soul-searching thinking to do here. We all wanted Britney to be free, but without ever thinking about what does that actually look like? What does that actually mean? And a free Britney is a very dangerous one. And so it's clear she needs some help. The problem is now is who's going to provide that, knowing what happens to the last person that did. Her dad was crucified. She had a legal team beat him up day after day after day. Nobody in the family wants to go through that again. They all want to help Britney, but they're all scared. And I honestly don't blame them.
Straight out to special guest joining us tonight. You know him well, as we all do, Perez Hilton. He is a pop culture expert. He blogs. He's a columnist, co-host of the Perez Hilton podcast, author of TMI, My Life in Scandal, and a children's book, The Boy with Pink Hair. And you can find him at PerezHilton.com. Perez, it's great to see you again. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Perez, Britney Spears, you know, I was at the forefront fighting to free Britney. And as Oscar Wilde said, be careful what you ask, my dear, for you will surely get it. I still think it was right to get her out from under the conservatorship, but there was no transition. She went from total draconian control of her life to wild and free, and it is not working out. Tell me about the latest incident, Perez.
Well, the very latest, there's an update since perhaps some of your viewers heard that Brittany, according to reports, was seen driving erratically in the Thousand Oaks area of Los Angeles where she lives. The paparazzi got her going to a local restaurant there and, according to reports, having a glass of wine. However, we've now heard from the manager of that restaurant, whom, according to him, denies that Britney Spears was intoxicated. She was not there by herself. She was accompanied by a female friend, and a fellow patron at the restaurant was the one who bought Britney that drink, and she was very friendly. Listen, I know a lot about Britney Spears. I have a lot of empathy for her. She's never been a good driver. And you might ask yourself, why is she even driving? She does have a security team, an entire detail. But for some reason, Britney, while not being the best driver, has always loved to drive. I remember vividly, before she was placed on that psychiatric hold, her life was so chaotic leading up to that. She would sometimes drive in her car after her kids were already taken away from her, and she would just drive around town for hours. There's something that she finds healing about it, and thankfully nobody was hurt, and I can't prove that she was drunk or incapacitated in any way.
I understand that going for long drives in your car can be a source of freedom or independence because you're totally in control. Perez Hilton, you have three amazing children, right? How would you like to see Britney Spears come barreling the wrong way down the street at you with your children in the back? Think about that for a moment. I'm not all hung up on, did she drink the glass of wine? Look, in my world, just because I think somebody's DUI, I can't take that to a jury. I've got to have evidence, proof. I've got to have blood alcohol. I've got to have a sobriety test. I've got to have a blow test. If I don't have those, it doesn't exist. If I can't prove it, it's not real. What I can prove is that video of her driving the wrong way down the road. Control room, can I see the video of the Britney look-alike in the bar? Oh, that's good video too, which, oh, there you go. I'm glad that guy behind her pulled over. Okay, right here. Perez Hilton, should I believe you or my lying eyes? Because she is totally toasting everybody with a big fat drink. So you're telling me she did not imbibe, even though she had a drink in her hand? Or are you telling me that's not Britney Spears?
What I am saying is I just wish healing for Britney and everybody. I have a lot of empathy, not just for her, but also for her children as well, who
Perez,
I think are victims in this
Perez,
as well.
Perez. I've known you a long time, and I like you, and I read what you write, and I listen to your podcast.
Thank you.
I just asked you a direct question about driving the wrong way down a highway at night into oncoming traffic, and you said you, quote, wish for healing. Stop.
I did not see any oncoming traffic, okay? I did watch the entire video, and I did not see any traffic coming her way. Obviously, she was not driving as the law dictates, but I think the bigger picture is why we're here, why we're even talking about Britney Spears. It's clear that this young woman, well, now she's in her 40s, but I think for so many of us, she's still that little girl, and we feel like Britney's a part of our family, and we're rooting for her, and we want her to have a happy ending. But I think, unfortunately, she's only going to get better if she wants to get better.
You know, Perez Hilton, I'm not quite sure why my beloved control room is showing racy videos of Britney pushing her breasts up. I want to talk. There you go. Right there. That's like a going in. No. Mm-mm. Okay, Perez, I know you can't see oncoming traffic, but would you at least agree she's driving on the wrong side of the road?
More than that, she was driving erratically, I would say. She was swerving. And this is nothing new. As I shared with you, she's always been a bad driver.
Hey, put him back up for Pete's sake. Perez. There's a big difference in a bad driver. A lot of people are bad drivers. But a head-on collision on the wrong side of the road, I've seen vehicular homicide cases before, where even with the jaws of life, you can barely get the victim out of their vehicle through no fault of their own. You said we're all rooting for Brittany. I am too. Do you know how much hate mail I got for demanding that conservatorship end and vilifying her father for making reportedly $6 million off that conservatorship? I did not think that was fair, working her like a mule and everybody sucking on her like a tick, taking all the money. I thought that was wrong, and it was wrong. But this is also wrong. Bad driver and vehicular homicide.
I agree. My question to you is, what do you think is the path forward? What should happen? What would be the best ideal scenario?
No, see, I'm asking you the questions, Mr. Hilton. I'm asking you the questions. Now, you've worked with Brittany. You've known Brittany for a long time. And I agree. She feels like somebody in our family that we all grew up with. We've been watching her since she was on the Mickey Mouse show, I guess. And she's beautiful and wonderful and amazingly talented. That does not excuse a potential head-on collision. And it hasn't happened yet. And this is the time for action. The family, wouldn't you agree, is afraid to touch her with a 10-foot pole after the father was vilified, rightfully or wrongfully. So what is your experience with Brittany? Is there any way to get to her?
Yes. I think the best way to get to her is through her sons, who are adults now. Sean Preston and Jaden James, they're 19 and 20. And unfortunately, last week, Kevin Federline, her ex-husband, said that because of things that they have observed, both of the kids, adults now, over the age of 18, did spend time with Brittany this year, one more than the other, and they don't feel comfortable spending more time with her. And it sucks that we're asking so much of young men. Yes.
Isn't it true that one of them got an expensive car from her in the past year?
That would not shock me. I did not know that, but...
And so if that is true, he takes a car but is afraid to be with her, but not afraid to take the car. I find that extremely inconsistent.
Well, I'll give you an exclusive that I've heard from some of my sources. It's more than just the car, Nancy. I'm told that Brittany, even though she's not legally obligated to do so, still financially supports her sons and gives them an allowance. Both of them, even the one that is more estranged from her.
You know, I'm not surprised. I mean, is there anything you would not do for any of your three children? Because I can think of very few things I wouldn't do for mine. So I'm not surprised she's giving money to her children. They're her boys. But it is a little galling that Federline is still sucking her blood, writing a tell-all book. Coincidentally, as soon as the child support ends.
I expect fully that he will continue to do this unless Brittany and the people around her just decide to silence him by giving him more money.
Perez, I think at this juncture, we can expect a long line stretching endlessly into the future of appearances by Federline promoting his book, maybe getting paid appearances. Make no mistake, child support is paid to the parent, and the parent takes that money to support the children. So all the child support, which was a huge amount Britney Spears was paying, went to Federline to use as he sees fit. And the minute that ended, he puts out the book. Have you read the book? Do you know about the book?
Oh, I know every detail about the book. And I find it hilarious that he says he's doing it for his children. I would have more respect for him if he was just transparent and said, I'm doing this for the money. He also claims he's releasing this book because he's concerned about Brittany. If you're really concerned about the mother of your children, I think there are better ways to express that.
You mean shut the hell up and help her? I mean, that's what I would have suggested. Now, this is confounding to me. The court awarded, and this is according to him, $20,000 a month in child support. That's $240,000, nearly $250,000 a year. And at the same time, alimony, like he can't go to work, of $20,000 a month.
Yeah. The number was increased eventually, so it did go up to $40,000 a month for a long time. Another little bit of good news, Brittany is estranged, as we know, from her father, from her mother, from her sister. However, Brittany has an older brother, which a lot of people don't know, or the media doesn't talk about that often. And Brittany's brother, Brian Spears, is, to my understanding, the only family member in regular and close contact with Brittany. So, you know, I do believe in the value and importance of family, and hopefully he is a positive influence for his sister.
Perez, Federline was getting around $500,000 a year from Brittany, and according to you, more. I'm using a conservative calculation. And the minute that money ends, suddenly he has a tell-all book which totally trashes the mother of his children to clear his name. Why does his name need to be cleared? Who wants to clear the name of Kevin Federline? Does anyone even think about Kevin Federline?
I mean, listen, like you, Nancy, I'm all about keeping it real and being honest. A couple of years ago, Brittany came out with her own memoir. So I do think it is absolutely valid and fair for Kevin to release his now.
Oh, so that's what Perez Hilton thinks is fair. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo, please. It's only fair. You did it. If you are, if I am, then so are you. Are you crazy? No, you're not crazy. I know that for a fact. But your reasoning is a non sequitur. It doesn't follow. He's the one making all the money off of her. And now that the money ends, he's trashing her. He has used her from day one and used her children against her. Was she the best mom? I can clearly say with no doubt, no, she was not. But this book, okay, I just find it to be, oh, I hate using this word, triggering. He puts the book out, and now this incident happens with her driving. She can't blame anyone but herself for the driving. But he knows how fragile she is and put this book out anyway. He's just looking for another payday, but he's not my concern. My concern is a future vehicular homicide victim. So you think the brother can talk sense into her?
I didn't say that. I don't know if anybody can talk sense into Brittany, sadly. But the good thing is, outside of the brother, every other person in Brittany's life is on the payroll. So they're just another form of Kevin Federline. And that's sad.
Let me be clear. Are you telling me that's not Brittany that I'm looking at right there, driving that car the wrong way?
Brittany. Oh. It's her.
Okay. And are you also telling me she did not drink alcohol at the bar?
I didn't say that. I said, according to the manager of the restaurant, he alleges that Brittany was not drunk. But you know what?
You know, listen, what I love, Nancy, about you? You throw in enough allegedlys, reportedlys, and according tos. I mean, it's amazing. I should take a page out of your book for sure. What were you going to say?
But you know, listen, I'm on team truth. And just one drink can have a really bad reaction if you're also taking medication. And I don't know, perhaps Brittany is on medication. So it was an unfortunate incident, and hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Well, I very often call unfortunate incidents felonies, and that's what I don't want Britney Spears to be involved in. You think anybody would come to her aid if she's charged with a vehicular homicide? No. Everybody would be piling on, and then you'd have the victim totally destroyed. Okay, what's your most vivid memory, your most vivid personal memory of Britney?
I mean, I remember... It sucks because it was during the conservatorship, but her life was stable and She was performing, doing what she loves. And I went to go see her show in Las Vegas. And this was after I was in her circus tour opening. And for this one song, she brought me up on stage and put me on a leash and walked me around. And that was a fun moment for me, definitely.
Okay, let me understand what I'm hearing. I'd like to see Perez Hilton, please. Britney Spears put you on a leash and walked you across the stage like a dog, and that's your best memory? Okay. I think I'll leave on that point. Thank you, Mr. Hilton. No further comments. Cross-examination has now ended. An erratic driving video of Britney Spears has gone viral. Her response? That was a lookalike. It wasn't me. Here's the concern. If that's what we're seeing in public, what is happening in private? I want you to see a video posted by, we believe, none other than her loving ex-husband, Kevin Federline, in his attempt to trash the mother of his children. But this is a harsh reality, if this is to be believed. Listen.
Come in here when we're trying to go to bed, and then you just...
This is my house. If I want to come in here and give you lotion for your face because it is coarse, and all you tell me, no, it's fine. No, it's not fine. You all better start respecting me. Are we clear?
Yeah.
And when Robin calls, and you're all, even Robin's a fucking kid. She goes, what have you been doing to your kids? You all need to start treating me like a woman with worth. I am a woman, okay? Be nice to me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Straight out to our all-star panel of guests. That video, as I mentioned earlier, was from Kevin Federline. Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, joining us from L.A., author of Deal Breaker. You can see her on Peacock and find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Before I taint the water, I'd like to hear your response to that video.
Nancy, it's heartbreaking. Those kids are being verbally abused. She's telling them that they need to respect her, but not in the way that a parent says, you know, I cooked dinner for you, so you should appreciate what I've done. It's more like she's exploiting them for her own narcissistic gratification, getting them to admire her and look up to her. And that is really abuse of the relationship with her children.
I don't know quite what to make of it. There is more video, and let me go out to our lawyer. Joining us is a conservatorship specialist, and of course I'm going to go to her on conservatorships, but she's practiced other sorts of law as well. Elizabeth J. McInturf, specializing in guardianship issues, partner at Selzer Gervich. Elizabeth, thank you for being with us. Whenever you, I assume, like me, would put a witness on the stand, I would have to judge their credibility. Can they be believed? I put everything on the stand, from a nun, a priest, possibly a virgin, to strippers, prostitutes, drug addicts, you name it. And I can tell you this much, every witness you put on the stand will be cross-examined. So you got to be ready. My point, consider the source. This is a video posted by her ex, who is sucking her blood with his tell-all book, coincidentally, the moment his child support ends. Then he writes the book. He posted this. But even though I'm considering the source, Elizabeth McInturf, I can't argue with its authenticity.
The video itself may be authentic, but what does it matter if it was, you know, nearly 20 years ago now? We're talking about Britney in the present sense, and whether or not she needs additional help, whether or not a conservatorship is appropriate. What may or may not happened 15 years ago with her then, you know, younger children shouldn't matter as it stands right now as to whether or not she needs a guardianship. In fact, that was likely already considered during her first guardianship.
Elizabeth McInturf, are you telling me that when you don't know a horse, you cannot judge her track record?
The track record that the court is going to be looking at is going to be the track record that's happening right now. What has happened since the last guardianship?
So I don't know if you've ever been to a race, but certainly you've seen the Kentucky Derby on TV. A track record is what has happened in the past, not what is happening right now. I'm sure you're familiar with similar transactions in the law that tend to prove or disprove the case in chief. What I'm talking about, and the reason I showed that video, is we see the erratic driving in the here and now. But what happens behind closed doors? What I'm saying is there is a move afoot to revive her conservatorship after this erratic driving video went viral. And there is a track record of bizarre behavior in the past. But the bizarre doesn't necessarily require a conservatorship. Everybody thinks everybody else is bizarre, right? So who are we to step in and say she needs a conservatorship? But Elizabeth McInturf, who I'd like to see while I'm talking to her, Elizabeth, when you begin to threaten other people and put them in danger, that changes everything.
Correct. And her putting people in danger is something that the court may consider, but it really is whether or not she's putting herself in danger. The fact that she put other people in danger the other night is horrifying. And I also just question why no one called the police if they're behind this car for miles, presumably shining a flashlight
Elizabeth,
into it.
If I may call you that. I'll tell you why. Because this video is not taken by a concerned citizen. It's my belief, which has not been corroborated, that it's taken by the paparazzi. And they wanted to get the whole shot. They'd probably be thrilled if she had a crash, because then they'd have the video. That's why they didn't call police. They thought their video would end. I'm just guessing.
I think you're probably right on that. And whether or not, though, that driving incident means that she needs a guardianship is maybe something the court would look at, but it wouldn't be kind of the end-all, be-all of the guardianship. And like you mentioned, the guardianship is a nuclear action. It's kind of the last thing you want to do.
Whoa.
They should be considering a number
Elizabeth,
of steps.
Are you watching the video at all while you're talking? I'm sure the paparazzi are chasing her as usual. Oh, there you go. Now watch this. She veers from one side into oncoming traffic in the next. People have argued there was no oncoming traffic. Slams on brakes and then keeps going. That's dangerous. Oh, Elizabeth.
Yeah, horrifying, the driving itself. And that is, again, something that they may consider, but in of itself does not mean a guardianship. If it did, wouldn't her ex, Justin Timberlake, have a guardianship? He himself had a DUI. And so what the court is looking for is...
That's a really good point. That's a really good point, Elizabeth McInturf. I was just arguing with our Crime Stories investigative reporter, Dave Mack, who called her out for making a U-ey. Is there anybody on this panel, let your voice be heard, that has never pulled a U-ey before? Just because there's one incident of erratic driving does not a conservatorship make. But coupled with other behavior, there may be a case.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Should there be another conservatorship before anyone else is hurt? The video we showed you earlier, Britney Spears fussing at her children about as they're trying to go to bed about putting on lotion and demanding they respect her as a woman. Here is another video posted by Federline.
Have you lost your mind? I do care, but I'm shocked as with you, and I don't know what to do, and I'm scared of you because you're weird, because you're going through puberty. I don't know what to say, but I do care more than you know. My little body can't handle all of that. There's like sometimes I just don't even know what to say with you. I was in shock, and I do care.
Literally,
I was in shock in the store when I looked down. And Jaden, how are you so cool about that? Your brother being with Baron's big feet, size 13 now.
Well, he's my brother.
And all the more exposed his feet, your blood in an ice cream shop in Alaska weather. Don't you think that's a little odd?
No.
I think your phone should be gone. For a very long time.
They're not wearing shoes.
This was posted by Kevin Federline on Insta via Page 6.
During her outing with a friend at Red O in Westlake, California, Spears reportedly displayed unusual behavior, including knocking over glasses, raising eyebrows among onlookers.
Straight out to a private investigator, Chief Operation Officer Nathan's Investigations, who specializes in conservatorship issue investigations. Ashley Wardlaw joining us. Ashley, thanks for being with us. I find the timing unusual that this talk of should there be a new conservatorship exactly when the leech, Kevin Federline, puts out his tell-all book. I find it coincidental that that happens right when his child support, about $40,000 a month combined with alimony, ends. Now he writes a tell-all book, and then suddenly there is this viral video, and then suddenly there's a snowball effect, and we're talking about a conservatorship. In that video, I don't see her doing anything that a lot of people haven't done.
As a private investigator, our job would be to get factual evidence. So, yes, we are going to look for videos that show her behavior, but we can't speak to what she's doing, okay? We're going to look for past videos. We're going to look for financial records and interview people, you know, those who were present at the time and see, you know, what their thoughts were and what was going on with her while she was out in public, okay? We can only go and get what's happening outside of her household. So, for example, we do surveillance on her for a couple weeks. We want to show a consistent pattern for her. It can't just be one viral moment or one bad moment and we take it and run with it. We need to be able to build a historical timeline and show from point A up until this point, this is what's been going on with her. And we need that footage. We need things like videos and photos so that we can present this to those decision makers.
Well put. Ashley Wardlaw joining us from Nathan's Investigations. You know, Jessica Finn, it's just all fitting together a little too neatly. Jessica Finn joining us, senior investigative reporter, U.S. Sun, that all of this emerges, it bubbles up right when Federline's book comes out.
Yeah, you know, I have mixed feelings about KFED coming out with this book. I mean, on the one hand, it seems like it was well-timed for Brittany to not be doing well. But on the other hand, is this new depth of her spiraling a result of his book? You know, it's kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg here. Brittany doesn't seem to have been doing well for a little while now. I think we've all been witness to her Instagram and Dancing with Knives. And
put Jessica Finn up. Jessica
yeah.
Finn.
Yeah.
If I had a body like that, I might dance around in pasties too.
Yeah, you know.
So it's not easy for us to say, that's bad, is it? Is it? If she wants to twirl around butt naked, who cares? I don't.
God bless her.
Do you care?
You know, okay, for the most part, no, but there's also the matter.
The woman's 40 and she looks awesome.
But there's also like dog fecal matter in the background, on the floor, and her house is like clearly in disarray, and to the point where it's like it looks dangerous, hazmat kind of situation. So
I'm looking at video right now, and I don't see any of that. I do see some very troubling knife play. So,
yeah.
Okay, Jessica Finn, do you have a pet, may I ask?
I do. I have a cat with a litter box. And
have one ever, let me see, is there a nice way to say this, took a big fat crap on the floor when you weren't looking?
Yeah, it certainly happens. It certainly happens, but I also don't have a
Okay, so, ouch.
Clean up and,
so, Brittany's dog took a poop on the floor, and she's dancing around naked. I'm not the church lady. I'm concerned about more serious issues like driving on the wrong side of the road and a potential vehicular homicide. But Ashley Wardlaw is right from Nathan's Investigations. There's got to be more than just Jessica Finn. These isolated videos, and as Ashley Wardlaw pointed out, you're going to have a series of videos or a series of purported bizarre behavior to establish a conservatorship. Jessica, I get the sense that you're taking up for KFED. I'm going to let you defend yourself very quickly.
You know, it's just that he's calling it like he sees it. He lived through, you know, her first mental breakdowns and what happened through the conservatorship. And while I totally think that this is a cash grab, I do think he's like literally reliving and re-seeing what happened so many years ago that got her in that conservatorship.
Oh, okay. I need to go to a shrink on that. Dr. Bethany Marshall, it sounds like she, Jessica Finn, senior investigative reporter, is saying that Federline may be having PTSD as he's living in his mansion, counting his money.
You know, Nancy, maybe he is. I actually agree with Jessica. I see it from all sides. It may be that the timing of the book is because the boys are now of age to give consent, have turned 18. So not just about the alimony or the child support. It could be that Brittany has escalated to a point where there needs to be some kind of intervention so she's not a danger to self or others. But I watched
Bethany Marshall on the way to your office in the sky, your plush suite. You've never gone over the center lane before?
But that's
ever?
Not what this is,
what?
Nancy. That is not what this is.
The
paparazzi
maybe it is.
Followed her. I don't think so because she did it multiple times. Nancy, that's a 30-minute ride from the restaurant to her house. That was 30 minutes that she could have killed herself or somebody else. And the paparazzi doesn't even call 911. I mean, you eloquently pointed out that they're not motivated to do that. But, you know, Nancy, if she were my patient, I would wonder if she was still connected to reality, if she had driven everybody away, if she's become the kind of person who's untreatable because she might just fire whoever has helping her and then replace that person with somebody
Dr.
else.
Well, Dr. Bethany, you actually have me over a barrel. There are plenty of people out there that have driven everyone away. They don't have any friends. Mm-hmm. That does not mean they should be under a conservatorship. I don't care how many right. times she dances naked, except for some pasties, on Insta. Don't care. Mm-hmm. But Elizabeth McInturf, you're the expert in guardianship issues. Bethany has me over a barrel. I don't care about the knife video. I don't care about the dog taking a poop. And there's the offender in the background, the dog. I do care about a potential vehicular homicide. I care about Brittany hurting herself or someone else. But what can we do about it? I mean, I have defended Brittany since day one. But when other people are at risk, that changes the mix, Elizabeth.
What the court is going to look for in a guardianship proceeding is just whether or not she has capacity to make decisions. People with capacity make bad decisions all the time, right? They choose to drive erratically. They choose to yell at their children. They make decisions that are not safe for them or safe for others. It does not necessarily mean that they have a guardianship. The court is going to look at is whether or not she has the capacity to make those decisions. And if she doesn't have the capacity to make those decisions, perhaps a guardianship is appropriate. But if she does have the capacity and she's just making bad decisions, that does not require a guardianship. And there's other options they could take that aren't the nuclear option of a guardianship. There's certainly an intervention that family and friends could hold. She can take other actions, have medical powers of attorney, people to assist her in case she is in a crisis. But we have to remember that a guardianship is an absolutely extreme remedy in which we are taking away all of somebody's rights in many events. And so we have to think about that carefully before we start throwing around that people need guardianships or they don't need guardianships, particularly when what we're trying to do is control bad behavior as opposed to assist somebody who's lacking in capacity.
Now, we remember an American hero, Sergeant Frederick Coleman, Arkansas Department of Corrections, killed in the line of duty after 15 years serving and protecting, leaving behind his wife turned widow and six children without their father. American hero, Sergeant Frederick Coleman. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.